I was 16 years old, and I went with my mother to visit her parents in Georgia. And that's where I guess I did my very first action, because our train was late for changing in Cincinnati, and we were rushed into a car. And by the time we got settled, I looked around and saw that we were in a Jim Crow car. I had heard of these things, and I knew about that sort of thing.
Would you explain what a Jim Crow car is for people who don't know?
This was at a time when all people who had darker colored skin or were of part dark African ancestry were seated in a particular place and could not go anywhere else. In streetcars and so forth, in the South particularly, they had fountains that said white, colored, all that sort of thing. It was a very much division in talking about races, which I don't like. I think there's one race anyway, as far as I'm concerned. But so I asked my mother, if we couldn't change cars. And she said, oh, Nita, I'm just tired. And I think that was true. And I sat and fumed, and finally I got up and sat in every car in that train because I was so upset. And as my recollection, this was a long time ago, of course, is that nobody bothered me except the porter, and he was afraid that something would happen to me because he had about the same color skin that I had. Then I went back and sat by my mother, and I felt better because I had expressed myself.